Oh, welcome to today's show. So glad you're here. Kirk's dogs are going to be back in Kinnick, and I hope we see the t-shirts in there as well. I hope we see the Hawks by a million. I hope we see it all. Goat Wallace, head man on Saturday. Let's go. I'm going to give you a little programming rundown for the walk-ons this season and give a little explanation behind the reason we're doing a show a day. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Let's have a week. Let's go. Everybody, welcome into the Wash Up Walk-Ons. A little bit of a different episode today. Thank you for joining me. First of all, I want to give a formal welcome to the 2024 college football season. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm going to try to not sound like an asshole tonight because a lot of people, including myself, don't like to listen to me talk so much as they do Grant or Kevin or Drake. And solo podcasting is hard in its own right. And so the combination of me doing a solo podcast could turn some people off, but I think it's good for people to listen to this thing to get a little bit of an idea, a feel for what the walk-ons programming is going to look like this year, because it's going to be different than any other year before. We'll get into that in a second. But again, welcome in to the college football season. I'm excited to be here. I hope you guys are excited as well. This is our sixth year doing the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast. And as I said before, the walk-ons could not be more grateful. This is something, as always, when I talk about this, that we never imagined this would be. When I got out of college and we just randomly started this thing up and we're like, hey, we miss football. Let's talk stories. Let's tell memories, all that stuff. We didn't think that we'd be here 6 years later, having thousands of listeners every show, people coming back twice a week, tuning in, merchandise, all the stuff that's happened, doing live events. We're going to pump that here in a second. So thank you so much. It continues to blow our mind each and every single year. On the live event, which is what I really want to get pumped out today, and you're going to hear me pump it this week, and then we'll be done, I promise. A lot of promo, but the walk-ons don't do a lot of live events, okay? And in fact, the true OG walk-on group, Drake included, really, we're talking about Drake since he's left the show and, in fact, is really going to be leaving the normalcy of his life very soon for a career opportunity that is very unique and sort of behind the scenes. This is the last time, probably, that anybody as a fan of the show will see Drake at a walk-on event. I can't really go into details. For those that are on the Patreon, we talked a little bit about it on Drake's last exclusive episode for the Patreon members only. He's going a little bit dark for his new gig, and that just is what it is. But he will be at this event. This will be Drake's last official public walk-on event. So if you can make it and you're here for Drake and you like this show for Drake, come out and see him and give him one last big hurrah. That event is going to be at Fry Fest this week. Obviously, Fry Fest in Iowa City kicks off the football season. Last year, Back Pocket brought us down to do a live podcast from their tap room in Coralville. It was amazing. We're one-upping it this year. Everything's going to be better. We're going to be outside. Hopefully we get great weather. We're going to be on some real speakers so people can hear. There's going to be a little bit more space for people to spread out on the outside patio. We're going to look a little bit more official, hopefully. And you'll understand that if you were there last year and you're going to be there this year. And we're super excited to do a live podcast show with Drake, with Kevin, with Grant. The entire squad is going to be there at Back Pocket, 3 to 5 p.m. on Friday the 30th, the day before the first game. Okay, 3 o'clock when it kicks off will probably be about when we go live for the podcast. We'll go for about an hour. And then after that, 4 to 5-ish or a little after, there's no hard out on it, we'll have merchandise for sale. You know, some of the better merchandise that we sell, some flags, two of the better t-shirts, an exclusive version colorway of the Kirk's dogs that we just released a few weeks ago. So even if you bought one of the Kirk's dogs, this is a different shirt, only 50 units made. When they're gone, they're gone. Who knows if they ever come back. Come see us at Back Pocket. Not to mention, we're going to have Hops by a Million back for sale. Great beer. That back pocket brewed us for our signature branding beer. It's incredible. I should have loaded it into the diagram here for the YouTube so I could pull it up and show you. It's incredible. I'm not even a beer guy, but I like the taste. It's not bad. And that is available until it's gone as well. So you can come out, see a live show, buy beer. For the true diehards, the walk-on fans out there, or just the people who love, you know, unique sort of exclusive beers, biggest purchase of hops by a million is also going to win a little goodie basket that is put together by iHeart and us and Back Pocket. So come out to Back Pocket this Friday, 3 to 5. We'd love to see you. All right. Next on the docket. Again, what is this show? Already 5 minutes in. I want to give you a rundown of what the programming will look like this fall. And this show, it's Monday morning for you listening, usually is going to be your Monday recap podcast. The same thing that you hear from almost every other Hawkeye branded podcast out there. You know, two guys named Chris are going to do their recap. All the writers are going to do their recap. I don't know. Monday is usually when that comes out for everybody, right? So we play Illinois State week one. Our Illinois State recap podcast is going to come out 1 week from today. Now, today was supposed to be a little Iowa-Nebraska schedule prediction show with the one and only Iowa's favorite Husker, Jeremiah Searles. Some things happened, not just with Jay, but with Kevin as well. Jeremiah got pushed back a little bit. Kevin almost drowned in Lake Michigan. That's a joke, by the way. He was doing a triathlon in Chicago this weekend. And so he's recovering from that. And we'll be pushing that to a Monday night recording. So the Monday main show is what you're going to hear on Tuesday this week. So tomorrow, if you're one of those people that tune into every one of these shows, tomorrow, hopefully, assuming all goes to plan, you'll hear Jeremiah Searles back on the podcast to help give a little Big Ten preview of this year's schedule, because now things are crazy in the Big Ten. It's 18 teams, all that stuff, with a Husker Hawkeye bias, trying to look ahead and say, you know, how many games realistically are the Hawks and the Huskers going to win this year in our eyes? We'll go through every game on each team's schedule. Very excited for that, because Jeremiah, as many of you have echoed, is very fun to have on the podcast. He's an incredible guest. All right. So we're not doing that today. You're getting the rundown show today. And a little bit of the reason for this varied schedule here. I'm very motivated right now as the kind of the spearhead of this show, the guy who keeps it going, the guy who, when Kevin's recovering from a triathlon, one member quits on us and, you know, we're at the end of the weekend and everyone's like, hey, can we just push the show? It still goes on because I hop on the mic and I got to make sure the show goes on. You know, listeners of this show have already experienced a little bit of a varied frequency from the walk-ons starting back in the spring. For those that have been following along all summer, around May or June, we went into a once per week schedule. Some of you may not have noticed, some I assume most of you did. And there's a reason for that. Reason being, in the summer after spring ball, especially basically end of April, it gets dry. And we've talked about it. Now, if this was our gig, like if Drake, me, Grant, and Kevin exclusively did this show and we're just 40 hours a week walk-ons, that's all we did, we would find stuff to talk about. We would find other shows to produce or other things to talk about. It's not. And so when it's a dry season and not a lot's coming out about the Hawks, not a lot's coming out about football in general, we've decided that in the summer, kind of those June, July, most of August months, it's just better to put out one good episode a month or a week, unless we happen to run into multiple guests where we can just bank recordings. It's better to just put out one great guest episode a week than to force two episodes and put out a bunch of fluff. And then it dilutes the product a little bit. And now every time you click on the walk-ons episode, you're kind of questioning, hey, is it going to be a crappy episode or is it going to be one of those good ones? We want to be as consistent as possible with those good ones that I'm talking about. You know, I hope you think the guest episodes are good. So that's kind of what we did this summer. It also gives us a chance, because the season schedule is so rigorous. And I say that like, you know, we're out being lumberjacks and working 10-hour physical workdays climbing trees or something. But it is. It's a bit of a grind in the in-season, and you're going to see it's going to be more of a grind this year. It gives us a little bit of a chance at that one per week frequency to kind of recharge over the summer. It gave me the chance to go on a vacation with my wife for our fifth anniversary. Kevin got to get married, go on a honeymoon to Bora Bora. Drake went all over the place. To be honest, personally, my daughter's home from daycare. My wife is home from teaching school throughout the school year. It's just a time where we get to see our families recharge and kind of get ready for that big push of football season, which is the large packed 4 months of the year for this operation. That being said, the variation of schedule is going to largely swing the other way. And this season of the walk-ons is going to look unlike any other season before, in a good way. And I hope that's exciting. I hope that you guys enjoy what this season looks like. I'm going to try and run it down for you here so that if you haven't caught the few kind of small teasers I put out over the last couple of weeks about the new shows, you get all the black and white information right here. What's every week going to look like? What can I expect from the walk-ons this fall? So let me take a drink. And by the way, it's funny. This is a fun thing. We do it to raise money for the kids. Patreon.com/washedupwalkons. If you want every single piece of programming that we'll be putting out this year, which is really the show that Gary and I will do and any other extra shows we do. But this is also, as I said, for me, this is a, we'll call it a full-time gig. It's half of what I do full-time. So I take pride in it. I look to expand. I look to make it better. I look to get more downloads, more listens, more people to buy our merch, more cool merchandise, all in an effort for me to make a living and be able to put food on the table for the family, but also to do what we do in raising money for the children, right? You guys help us with that in a tremendous way. Over the summer, when we went to that one per season schedule, and I don't have to mention this, right? I could have skipped right over this. It was in my notes. I could have just said, yep, here's what it's going to look like this season. But I wanted to, and this one's for Drake, okay? I started to see some comments, and there were some from some of our loyal listeners. Like, oh, the show's getting slow. The show's dropped to one per week. They're falling off. This is it. The walk-ons are finally irrelevant. You know, I saw all the comments. I see them all. And they feed me like Josie Jewell searching his name after a bad day at linebacker. It feeds me. And after we got all those comments that we were falling off, that we were, you know, this podcast was slipping, we rattled off guest episodes like Mitch King, Spencer Lee, Scott Docterman, Pat Anger, Coach Woods, and Goat fucking Wallace. That was 6 of 7 weeks in a row this summer. So if you think we've fallen off, message to the haters, eat my nuts. Shout out Drake Kulik. Okay, back to the show. And that's true walk-on form right there. The season's going to look different, right? Part of the reason that the season is going to look different is because we're going to add more shows. Why would we add more shows? I kind of like the idea of the walk-ons being a daily show. Something comes out from the Washed Up walk-ons every single day. At least this season, it's going to look like every single day of the week. The weekend will not have anything Saturday or Sunday, maybe. And so every day, Monday through Friday, you can wake up and know that if you're a fan of the walk-ons and you love what we do, there's going to be something coming out from us that day that you can listen to. So here's what that looks like. Mondays are going to be our recap episodes. You're listening to this State of the Union, you know, walk-on programming note today, but tomorrow you'll get that normal Monday episode for this week. Normally going to come out on Mondays. We'll recap the games, talk about what went wrong, what went right, where the Hawks stand in the Big Ten now, what are the chances for the playoffs, you know, everything that the previous Saturday everything that happened on that previous Saturday and how that works into the equation moving forward. For Tuesday, that's where if you're a Patreon subscriber, you're also going to get some, you're going to get that extra little bit. Okay. Not saying you have to subscribe to the Patreon. We fucking love everybody who does. Totally unnecessary. But if you're part of the army, that's when you're going to get the newly branded taglines show that Gary and I are doing. It's me and Grant, and we talk football, we talk sports, but it's more of just a general show, trying to be funny, talking shop with your buddy, all encompassing, you know, current events podcast. And that show is also live. So if you happen to be free at work, or you have a, you know, a situation with your career where you can just pop in and listen to live shows, that one goes live on YouTube every Tuesday. Of course, it's only posted to the Patreon members, and then it comes out on audio later. So recap show, taglines on Tuesday. On Wednesdays, you are going to hear from David Eicholt every single week. He is going to join us this season. As you guys know, on Tuesdays, or maybe you don't know, Kirk Ferentz, head coach, although Goat Wallace, acting head coach week one, let's go. Coach Ferentz, KF, is going to get up at the podium and talk. I suppose maybe some other people will talk on a weekly basis as well. Maybe the coordinators, who knows? They're going to talk on Tuesday afternoons at like 1 or 1:30. It's usually about a half hour press conference that Iowa football holds. Eicholt, obviously, been on the show several times. I don't know if you guys like him or hate him. Regardless, too bad. He's going to be a once a week guest on the show during the season. Me and him will convene on Wednesday mornings and put together a little episode, 20 to 30 minutes, maybe not even that long, 15 to 20 minutes, where I sort of get the reporter side, the beat writing side, the outside perspective, you know, kind of, the reporting side of Iowa football. And we talk about the biggest storylines of each week, injuries, answers that KF gives. Hopefully we get snarky KF. You know, we get some snorts. We get some good questions. We're going to talk the biggest 2 to 3 topics from that media Tuesday media availability. Very excited. It's going to just be called the Tuesday Presser Review Show with Eicholt. And that has not happened yet because the first one of those is Tuesday. So expect that to show up Wednesday this week in your feed. Thursdays, you're going to get the normal Thursday show. Illinois State preview this week, Iowa State preview, Troy preview, Minnesota preview, Wisconsin. You know, we're looking ahead to the next game. We're looking at the matchups. Where can Iowa excel? Where are they going to struggle against this opponent? And of course, the award's winners will give our betting picks for the weekend. Your boy struggled. I believe Gary missed on, I believe that's Montana State minus 11. I think they just barely won, and I missed on Hawaii. I thought they were going to blow them out. Hawaii couldn't score enough points. Kevin though hits under 55.5 on the game in Ireland. Florida State's playoff hopes probably gone. That is your Thursday show. Awards winners, all that. And then Friday, and you got to hear a little bit of this one already because episode one came out last week. You're going to hear the 5-10-5 show, which is a podcast where Justin Lima, Dr. Justin Lima, one of our former strength coaches at Iowa when we were there, he is going to join me every Friday, and we are going to look at Division I college football from a strength and conditioning bias, total perspective from the other side of the training room. And our first episode last week, I encourage you to go check it out, was all about the summer program. How does the summer program work? What is it actually designed to do? How do you look at a summer program? You got 7-8 weeks. Where do you even start in putting together a plan for a team of 100 plus athletes and how to get them ready for camp in the season? How do you integrate the new guys, the freshmen? All these questions that, you know, probably college football fans, more than your casual fan, occasionally has a thought of, I wonder this, or I wonder how this works in the strength program. Well, we're going to try to answer all that on the 5-10-5 show on Fridays. So that's your week. One show every day. If you're a Patreon listener, Monday, and then basically you won't have one on Tuesday if you're just a normal listener of the show. Now there is an outside shot. Jesus, I can't talk. An outside shot that if I happen to just be at home for the Hawk game, and who knows, I could be at other people's houses, friends' houses, watching the games on Saturdays. I could be in Iowa City. There is a chance that if I have time and I feel like doing it, I might hop on for the good old instant reaction shows that a lot of people like to do. just get the fuming takes or the overly emotional positivity of a big win, or, hop on literally 30, 45 minutes after the game hits zero and just talk with you guys. That'll be a completely fan-led show. You'll be able to hear that live if I do it, and then it'll get posted immediately, probably for most people to hear on Sunday mornings or sometime during Sunday. So there's a chance you could get 6 shows from the walk-ons during the week. I hope that that excites you. I hope that that fills your week. I hope that I don't go insane from recording a podcast every single day for the next 4 months. But I love this shit, and I love making stuff for you guys. I love bringing other people on to create cool content that they're not going to get anywhere else. So that is the goal of the walk-ons this year. I'm very excited for it. I'm so thankful that you guys continue to show up, and we're just trying to put up cool stuff. All right. Most importantly, again, this week, I'm going to pump it. Come to Back Pocket Brewery, Coralville, August 30th, this Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Could be your last chance ever, if you're a walk-on fan, to meet Drake in person. If you want photos or autographs from Drake or Kevin or Gary, you really don't want mine or need mine. Mostly Gary and Drake. Come by, take a picture, say hi, buy our beer. It all benefits the Children's Hospital. Beer does as well. Beer profits. We're very excited to kick off football season. Thank you guys. If you have any questions about that little programming rundown, maybe re-listen. It should work itself out. Or hit me up. And best to just follow along on the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Every single episode that comes out of our walk-on feed this year will be posted on the social medias. We'll see you this year on hopefully multiple of our shows. Thanks for being in the Army. We'll talk to you then.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.